Aircheckdownloads.com.
I just don't get it. I think that song's an absolutely fantastic song. I think it's a masterpiece of music.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, genuinely do. I really think that song is excellent. Into the chart at number 18, straight down to 39. It'll be out next week. It'll be gone. Finished. Can't believe it. I can't understand it.
But I much prefer She Left Me on Friday. That was a much better record.
Yeah, but they're two different, completely different records. The production and the strings and the orchestral bits and that, just an excellent song. And nothing. Into the chart, straight out again. I don't understand. What's going on? What is going on?
The public don't understand.
They don't understand. The public, well, the masses are asses, as we all know.
Hmm.
Nick Abbott used to say that. I just stole it off him. But, you know, I think that's a great record, and no one likes it. It's not fair.
Don't cry.
We played far too many records this morning, so I promise from now on, for those of you who like us talking and we keep you awake in the morning, from now on, from this point in time, at 20 past five till 6:30, no more records.
Good.
After this one, the new song from Perry Como. Sorry about that. So, what we're going to talk about. Yesterday, I meant to say on the air, and I completely forgot. Helen, my girlfriend, had a dream on Monday night, the night when the roadshow had finished, about us travelling to the Radio and Roadshow in Coventry in an aeroplane. Mm. And we were late for the roadshow. And don't tell me how this happened, because Helen tells me her dreams in about, you know, in one sentence. She doesn't fill in the gaps. She just tells me while she's, you know, she can remember.
That's lucky, because yeah. They're boring. Oh, the worst thing is someone telling you a dream.
Yeah, but she's all right. She basically goes, oh, I had a dream last night that we were going to the Radio and Roadshow in a plane. We were really, really late. And Ben fell out the plane.
What?
Ben fell out of the plane. And then she says, and I don't even know if we got to the roadshow on time.
Oh, I'm sorry if I delayed you.
Shouldn't sit by the door, Ben, idiot.
Did I have a parachute or not?
I don't know. She just told me that. That's all. Just leave it. I don't know. Obviously, he didn't fall out of a plane, really. But next time you take a flight, you'll remember that tale.
Thanks.
What else we got to talk about? Yesterday we went out to the pub, had a couple of pints. It was quite nice. I played 10-pin bowling yesterday in Burger King.
Wow. In Burger King?
There's a Burger King somewhere in London that has two lanes of 10-pin bowling downstairs in the actual burger restaurant.
Yeah?
So we had a couple of games of that. And we had a right old laugh.
Can you take us there for lunch?
Burger King?
Yeah.
What, today?
Yeah.
If you come and help me move a futon bed up to my new cottage.
Oh, today, isn't it?
Oh,
it
is Dave, today. Well done, you...
What?
Dave's like, oh, God.
So tell me you've forgotten.
No.
Well, it doesn't matter if you've forgotten or not, because you did say yesterday on the air that you're going to help us.
Hang on. How exactly do you think we're going to do this, bearing in mind that neither one of us owns a van, and you're not going to get a futon in the boot of my Cortina?
We're going to hire a car through BBC Transport.
Who's supposed to do that?
You, later.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, you said you were going to do it yesterday.
Yeah, it's all sorted.
Do you know what day it is, Dave? I think we're going to have to hold auditions for a replacement for you, because it's getting to the point now where it's just... We're just keeping you on for charity reasons.
That's not fair.
Well,
charity,
you know...
Charity, Dave.
How many cock-ups have you made today already?
One.
How many?
One.
How many records did you drop from the show because you couldn't find them?
No, hang on.
How many different versions of songs have
I
you
I made
given
one
us?
Cock-up.
Have you completely forgot what we were doing today after we discussed it on the air yesterday?
Yeah, but that's not...
Do you know, I think it's time to replace Comedy Dave. Ben, I think it's time to replace Comedy Dave with some blonde, gorgeous bimbo with no talent whatsoever, but who looks good first thing in the morning.
I look good in the morning.
No, you don't. You look like a wreck.
That's
I don't know. What do you think?
Fair enough, yeah. Seems good enough to me. She'll do.
I'm sorry, but...
Bring Clive back. Clive's on my side.
Do not bring Clive back into the studio. I'm sick of him coming into the studio.
A girl on the front page of the Star, she'll do.
Girl on page 3 of the Daily Star, she's nice.
Well, hang on, what about if I...
Let me read this out. No, sorry, you don't have a say in the matter, you're fired. Let me read this out. I love, right, if you're ever bored, if you're ever miserable and depressed and you want to give yourself a lift, read the verbal bits under the page 3 girls in the paper. Have you got the Sun there?
Where's the Sun?
Oh, the Sun's in the kitchen. We'll do the Daily Star now. I love reading this stuff. It makes me laugh. Here we go. Because what they should do is put a picture of a naked woman, right, topless girl, in the paper. And that's it. But they feel as though they had to justify it somewhat by writing some little blurb so you can read it. And this is what it says. Gorgeous. Well, there's a picture of a girl, right, topless in a pair of jeans. That's that. Gorgeous Claire Peckham loves nothing better than the feel of denim next to her skin. Right, now, the clues are in the lead-up, right?
Okay. All right.
Peckham, denim.
Gorgeous Claire Peckham loves nothing better than the feel of denim next to her skin. And to really get in a lather, she wears her denims in the bath for that essential shrink fit. It doesn't take a genius to work out she could pull any Levi stud. Her favourite sort of chap is a Wrangler. So come on, all you cowboys, before the moment fades like old denim.
What's wrong with that?
It's crap, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Next, we'll do the pastry blurb from the Sun and find out if it's equally as tacky. Baron Stingley and Get Up on Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of early morning radio. Hello, it's almost 5.30. So page 3 from the Daily Star, just read out the blurb about that. It's always tacky. If you want to give yourself a laugh, read the bit of verbal, the vocab, about the page 3 girl. Ben has got the Sun. Ben, read to me the fantastic bit of journalism about today's Sun page 3 girl.
Gorgeous Jade has a figure to remember, her lucky number one. Our 24-year-old Colchester cutie counts on the digit to help her come out on top. No wonder she's been singled out for page 3.
That's it.
Lovely Jade has a vital statistic.
That was the headline.
Lovely Jade has a vital statistic.
Yeah.
This stuff is genius, pure genius. That's somebody's job to write that crap. Can you believe that? What do you do? I'm a journalist for the Sun. What do you do? Exactly. Nothing. Something I'm not telling you.
Guess it's over, call it a day.
Silver Sun and Too Little, Too Much, Too Late, Too Far, 2345. Stay there for Notorious B.I.G. and Madonna coming up, plus What's the Word Our Words after a lovely news update with our best mate, George. It's 5.30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat. Goalkeeper Andy Gorham's quit Scotland's World Cup squad. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more from us at 6.30.
Hey, Georgie baby.
Hi there.
How are you?
Marvellous, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
We were just talking before you did the news, you and I were talking off the air before you actually read the news bulletin. If you had to have a child with a disc jockey, which disc jockey would you choose?
You, of course.
No, really?
To be honest, I've never given it any thought at all, well, ever in my life,
let's
until
do
about
it.
5 minutes ago.
Let's do it now. I mean, you can either go for the full-on making love session or just be impregnated by one of the disc jockeys. Doesn't have to be a Radio 1 disc jockey of today. It can be anybody you choose.
And would I have to keep this child?
as in what? You'd give it away to charity?
Auction it off.
What do you mean by that? Just in theory, that's all.
No, probably you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you sound nice and cuddly.
Really? We've only met once.
Yeah.
And that was briefly.
You'll never let me forget that, will you?
No.
It was brief enough.
How's your boyfriend, by the way?
Fine, thank you.
How long have you been seeing each other for?
Oh, about a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Still going very well?
He's gay, yeah, absolutely.
He's gay, did you say?
No.
I thought you were going to say he's gay. When was the last time you had a big row?
Last night.
Really?
Yeah.
See, how did I know that? How did I know?
I don't know.
I bring it up and there you go. Did you sort it all out before you
all
came to work?
All sorted now, yeah.
What was it about?
I can tell you now because it's early enough. A friend who's here to stay, who came last Thursday.
A friend of his
yep.
Who's staying?
He came last Thursday for two nights and he's still here.
Right, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like him, do you?
He's lovely.
He's lovely when
he's
doesn't
just
stay the night.
Overstayed his
in
welcome.
Small doses.
Mm-hmm.
And your boyfriend turns into a lad when he's with him, doesn't he?
Yep.
Drinks too much.
Enough's enough. I put my foot down. And he's packing his bags and leaving today.
You heard.
Yeah, you think. What are you going to do if he doesn't go today?
I'm going to walk out, probably.
Really?
I've had enough.
Kick the two of them out.
I will do.
Why should you leave your own home? Kick those two freaks out. Or why don't you invite Ben and Dave and myself round tonight?
That'll put them all off, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you say to your boyfriend, listen, Chris has come round to impregnate me. So if you could keep out the kitchen, 15 minutes, that'd be great.
Fair enough.
And he says, what are you talking about? She said, well, you know, it's only fair. You have your friend to stay, I have my friend to stay. But there's not enough room, so I'm being very accommodating.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair enough.
So you see, she's so lovely, isn't she?
Yeah, I do like
you're
it.
You're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, then. Cool. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I like her. She's fun.
Imagine her boyfriend must be permanently knackered. You know, dealing with her because she sounds like a handful. That's all. It's not a sex thing, Ben. Don't look at me like that. It's not a sex thing. She's got a nice voice.
She has.
She sounds that good at 5:30 in the morning. It's good, isn't it? I like it. Right, now you just think I played that for no reason whatsoever, but I can tell you, Kevin Greening's alarm clock radio's just gone off, and he's no idea what's going on. He's looking at the frequency, it says Radio 1, but he's listening to this music going out, he's like, what the hell's going on? It's great. We'll do the same thing to freak Zoe Borlaug when her alarm clock goes off, so about 20 to 7, quarter to 7, something like that.
Aircheckdownloads.com.